What do you learn? What have you learned so far? You've taken it. Obviously, it's a big step from the college game to the pro. What do you learn so far here in this camp?
Constant focus. You got to have constant focus every day you practice.
Nelson, tell me how quickly you're bonding with like Jordan Matthews and stuff like that.
Very quickly. He's like a brother already. He's a great guy. He's been really good to me about, you know, embracing me on this team and working with me and all the things he does.
As good as you were in college, what are you learning about yourself that you need to improve on for the next level this early in camp?
Well, I mean, I knew some things already about myself when I knew that this opportunity would come. But to be honest with you, what I need to do is continue to adapt and maybe adapt a little faster.
You have been to when you came into college from high school?
I mean, both times there was a transition. I will say the pro game is the pro game for a reason. I mean, it's a different level of ball. I mean, everybody comes out here every day with the mentality to progress and go hard. You know, it's a job. So in terms of college, some guys are just out there. These guys, everybody out here was chosen to be here.
Whether it's fair or not, you realize a lot of people are looking at you to replace the numbers that Macklin left behind.
That's something I can't really concern myself with right now, to be honest with you. I mean, if that's what the rest of the community is thinking about, you know, they're allowed to have those thoughts. For me, I need to progress out here and help this team however I can.
Why stay after practice? What were you guys kind of working on? Has this been kind of a consistent thing that a group of you have been doing since you got here?
Well, Jordan and Jenkins, Copeland, and a couple other guys, you know, we always get together after practice. For all the days I've been here for OTAs, and we've worked to release work, and we just talked ball, you know, trying to pick Jenkins' brain, because obviously Jenkins is a vet, and he's seen a lot of ball, you know, so to kind of get an idea of how things work and how he's thinking.
You mentioned Matthews, Jenkins now. Is there anyone else like that you've been kind of find yourself talking to a lot about?
Yeah, all those guys. I mean, Maxwell, Thurman, and Boykin, you know, we've done some things, and they've talked to me about my game plan in terms of releases and deals like that.
Do you find it's more helpful to talk to cornerbacks than you do other wide receivers and that sort of thing?
Well,
does it make a difference?
You do both, but it's always great to have, you know the explanation from the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of pick the brain of a DB and what he's thinking, what he sees. And that's the best thing about being on a team with talented players. These guys tell you some insight that you might not get elsewhere.
What's Miles told you, if anything?
Oh, Miles is very shifty. And he's a vet that knows how to move laterally, and he's real smooth about his releases. You know, and I think he has great technique in the way he does things.